You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Okay, opening day is right around the corner for all of our major league teams, including the Los Angeles Dodgers. So we are making some bold predictions as our focus of our podcast this week. I'm Allison Futter. I'm here with Ken Gernick. And Ken, we're just having a little fun with this. We are not wagering on this, of course, because that would be illegal. But we do want to talk about some of the bold predictions from some of the different teams. So in you have two pretty good ones. The first one is actually not that bold because I think we're all picking this to happen. But Corey Seager being Rookie of the Year. So just first, before we talk about, you know, what happened over the spring, just your general observations on what you've seen from this kid since he's been in the mix.
Well, you know, let's start with the prediction. And part of it is the fact that everybody already knows who he is. So because of the way he played last September, he's not coming out of nowhere. You know, he's already considered the best prospect. And even more important than that, he's been handed the starting shortstop job. So he already has high recognition and he has opportunity. So, you know, short of falling on his face, which no one expects, it'll be hard for him not to win the award, you know, as long as he stays healthy. And, of course, having said that, that's something he didn't do in the spring. He twisted his knee and missed most of spring training games. So there's always the injury aspect, but he seems healthy now. And as he showed last year in September, even though he's only 21 years old, he's very poised for his age. He's got a sweet swing. I don't think anyone considers him a true natural shortstop, the type of gold glove type guy who's acrobatic, and that's not his game. He's mainly a great hitter. He's, I think, adequate at shortstop, although with his size, he's better suited for third base. But all told, he's experienced beyond his years. He's going to get the opportunity. And unless he falls on his face or gets hurt, I would think he'll have as good a year as any rookie as far as being able to make that prediction at this point.
Yeah, it's easy when it comes to young guys especially to sort of not worry too much about the lack of the bats, that, you know, the time at spring training. Do we make too much of that when it comes to position players needing to get ready for the season anyway? And when it comes to somebody who's 21 years old, is that mainly why they're not really too concerned with just throwing him into the fire after, you know, kind of an abbreviated spring?
Yeah, no, I think it's a handicap for sure. You know, he's not that well suited for as far as being with his second baseman, in tune with his second baseman. You know, last year when he did play, it was mostly with Howie Kendrick. Well, he's now hurt. So they've had no time to get acclimated as a unit. In fact, pretty much the whole infield's been hurt, and they haven't played together all spring anyway. So there are hurdles for this whole team to clear, and most of them are injury-related, and that's a whole other conversation. But I don't think that Seager is immune to the fact that he hasn't had real spring training, and I think April will be a challenge for him and this whole team.
Yeah, it'll probably get a little bit of a longer leash. Not that there's a whole lot that's waiting to take away his job, but he'll probably get a little bit, you know, of time to maybe not come right out of the gate and be hitting, 300 immediately. Let's move on to your second bold prediction, which is that Kenley Jansen will make his first All-Star appearance. As somebody who is from the outside, that I pay attention to the Dodgers, of course, but maybe not on an every single game basis, every single inning, I'm kind of surprised that he hasn't been an All-Star yet. He's had a pretty nice little run. So I guess it's not that outlandish to think that he might crack that team one of these days.
Yeah, I think he's been lucky in certain ways. I think he's been overlooked for sure. You know, there have been guys with bigger names and have had longer careers that have gotten nods over him. But he's certainly deserving. It's overdue. You know, last year when maybe he was lined up to be in that position, he had to have surgery just before spring training, and he missed the first 6 weeks, and that really, I think, undercut his All-Star credentials. He's healthy now. He's throwing well. you know, he deserves the attention, and I think this will be his breakthrough year. It's also his free agent year, and the Dodgers have made no indication that they want to give him a multi-year deal. So he's got that added incentive, you know, even though Chapman will also be out on the market. It could be a spectacular free agent market for closers, and I would think all planets align for Kenley to make the All-Star team.
Yeah, it's a good point, because when you think about it, the All-Star team is really who's having an All-Star first half. You can look back at the end of the season and say, well, yeah, okay, that, you know, an All-Star actually did have an All-Star season, but sometimes it's just how you're doing in the first half, and if there's any kind of hurdles like that, then you're not going to be an All-Star.
Right, and I also referred to Chapman. I think, you know, there's a guy who, you know, should be a perennial All-Star, and he's no longer in the National League. So that would open up one more slot for Kenley, make it even a little easier. So, like I said, I feel all the planets have aligned here. This is, if he doesn't make it this time, I don't know what he'll have to do to make it. He deserves it, and I would expect him to get it this time.
Okay, good stuff, Ken. Thank you so much. Enjoy opening day. We'll catch up with you next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.